with all this other rubbish that's going on, and I must say I always despair of the fact that governments rarely talk about the things that matter to people out there in Struggle Street. I spoke about the crisis in standards at universities early this week, and this is alarming for mums and dads. University dropout, to say nothing of the students, university dropout rates, you're paying for all of this, have hit their highest level for 8 years. More than a quarter of students at some universities are dropping out of courses in their first year. More than a quarter. This is a Rudd Gillard legacy. They open the doors and let everybody in. Students with tertiary admission ranks, that's those ATARs, A-T-A-R, below 50, in other words, they'd failed at the HSC, are being admitted to university courses. Students who haven't studied maths to HSC level are being admitted to university science and engineering courses. And a Sydney University Task Force investigation has found that 1,000 students, recognising their inadequacy, from 16 Australian universities, have paid outsiders to ghostwrite their assignments. Do they talk about this at question time in the federal parliament? Nothing seems to be being done about it. Thankfully, there has at least been progress on reforming the vexed national curriculum applicable to primary and secondary schools. But you've got to get people in the classroom in front of the kids who can actually teach to the curriculum. So News Limited have got hold of a new Back to Basics school curriculum, which has been prepared by the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority for State and Territory Education Ministers. And to its credit, the new curriculum emphasises spelling. Can all teachers spell? They're products of the system we're trying to get rid of. Handwriting hasn't been taught for 35 years. Cursive writing. Kids can't write, they print. Phonics. Do people know the sound? Teachers. We were taught A like an apple on a twig and A says ah. B's like a bat and ball and B says b. Do they even know that? They were taught under a different system. We're reintroducing them. It's terrific. But listen to this. They've said, this curriculum authority, they're going to ditch sections of the old curriculum. Now, cop this. It required, this, one of these sections required schools to teach seven-year-olds to, quote, understand that language varies when people take on different roles in social and classroom interaction, and how the use of key interpersonal language resources varies depending on audience and context. Is that not bastardising education completely? Utter crap, spelled C-R-A-P. So the change is a step forward, but there's a long way to go. We are coming from a long way back in the field.